Hello, and welcome to Unsolved Mysteries. It's your host, Natalie, here, and today we are going to be talking about the body on Somerton Beach. So, Somerton Beach is in Australia, and the time this happened was in December 1948. So apparently there was a body found on Somerton Beach, and the body was a man who was dressed in a suit with polished shoes, and his head was like slumped up against a wall. So authorities thought the case of the death was heart failure or most likely like poisoning. But however, during the autopsy, no trace of poison was found. So, I mean, I feel like if this was me and I was just like walking down a beach someday and I saw a guy passed out in a nice suit, you know, I'm probably thinking like, oh, we had a rough night, you know, drinking too much drink or something like that. But anyways, the authorities weren't able to find a wallet or any type of identification on the man. And the weird thing is, though, is that all the tags in his clothes were cut out. The fingerprints that the authorities took of this man were also unidentifiable. We also have to remember, this is 1948, you know, not the best shit, you know, computers, whatever you would call that. Anyways, they even put a photo of the body in the newspaper and still no one could identify who the man was. So, like, nobody knew who this man was, apparently. Until 4 months later, after the body was found, detectives found a hidden pocket that was sewn in the inside of his trousers. So, it took him 4 months to find this hidden pocket. Inside of the pocket was a weird, rolled-up piece of paper from a rare book called the Rumbayat. Pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. Anyways, the piece of paper had the words... To mom should, with the little thing over the eye. Anyways, and it apparently means it has ended. So after months of looking for this exact book, authorities decide to bury the Somerton man without identification. That's a little strange. There's a little note that says it has ended in a sewn pocket in this dude's trousers. That's a little weird. So, anyways, 8 months later, a man walked into the police station. He claimed that just after the body was found, he found a copy of the Rumbayat in the back of his car that he kept parked near Somerton Beach. Now, that's a little strange. Like, 8 months later, you're coming into this police station claiming you have the same exact book. And the book was in your car near the beach where this body was found. That's like a little strange. He thought nothing of it until he read about the search in the newspaper article. Sure enough, the book had a part in the final page that was torn, and it matched the pieces of the paper that was found in this man's trousers. Inside the book were a phone number and some sort of strange code. So it still took him so long to even come and like go to the police station. That's weird. Like, the newspaper article didn't come out that much later after the body was found. So that's a little sus. So the phone number led the authorities to this woman named Jessica Thompson. And she lived nearby Somerton Beach. And during her interview, she was very evasive. She even claimed that she was going to faint when she saw the bust of the Somerton man, but denied knowing him. Okay, she kind of creeps me out. This Jessica woman is scary. Now, that's a little strange. However, she did say that she did sell the book to a named man, Alfred Boxall. Unfortunately, Alfred Boxall was very much alive at the time and still had the copy of the Rum Bayat that Jessica had sold him. The code that was found ended up being even more unhelpful, and as of today, it has still yet to be cracked. And the guy on Somerton Beach has yet to be identified. Now that, my friends, is a very weird situation. Like, I think that the guy with the car could have done it, or I don't know. Jessica seemed like she was being very, very anyways. So that is the story of today, the body on Somerton Beach. This is Natalie, your host, and I hope to see you, or whatever, however you would normally end a podcast. I don't know. See you next time.